Hello, my friend. This is Kathy. And today's message, I want to speak with you about the feeling of where you're stuck or the areas that, you know, keep us feeling bad about ourselves. And again, as always, I always use the example of weight. So for me, my experience is the years that I felt less than worthy and less confident because my body wasn't where I thought it needed to be, I would judge it based on how I felt. And a lot of times, actually most of the time, it was usually in my midsection. You know, it was in the front belly part, the sides of my waist, my lower back area, you know, the area that hits just above your jean line. And then my butt, you know, how it felt, if it felt saggy or, you know, not as firm and lifted as I wanted it to be, well, then I would judge myself accordingly. So here's the thing. If not a day-to-day basis, I would look and feel my way through how I was going to feel about myself that day. So I'm going to assume you do something really similar in your own, your own practices, your own patterns. But for me, it was really just feeling my belly. Like if my belly felt big and full and round, then all of a sudden I felt less than, and I felt depressed, and I felt like almost that I was ugly. You know, and I hate to put that out there, but that is the truth. So I'm not going to hate to put it out there. I'm going to put it out there. I felt ugly and I felt fat and all these negative words that we, you know, we relay with how we don't want to feel. And obviously if I'd get on the scale, which would just prove if the number was up, how bad I felt about myself, because I was most likely retaining weight or water or some sort of extra to be able to increase the number on the scale. But here's the truth, because in my mind, I felt that I was fat, unworthy, ugly, whatever negative words and connotations come up. I felt all of those. And where all I needed to do was to gauge, well, why is that I feel this way? You know, let's just be honest. Okay, so if my weight is up, well, why would my weight be up? Okay, well, maybe my hormones are shifting. Maybe I am retaining water. Maybe I overate and maybe I've been off track for a while, right? Being real with myself on why this would be the reality instead of sitting there and judging myself would have been more beneficial to me in the long run, right? I would have felt less crappy about myself. I would have felt like, okay, I have some sort of understanding and therefore I can control what it is that I don't like. If I don't like feeling this way, well, then what do I want to feel instead? Well, I want to feel leaner. Okay, great. Well, can I feel that this instant? No. Obviously, this is the reality of where I'm at right now. Irregardless of what the reasons are behind them, this is the way I feel right now. And you know what? That's okay. So what do I have to do about it? Well, I first have to get my mind right. So you have to focus in the fact that whatever you're telling yourself mentally, you're going to start living up to that physically. And this was such a big, important step in my transformation, was the fact that I had to change what I was saying to myself. You know, if I tell myself, well, you're just a fat slob and you just ugly and everything about you is negative, how am I going to treat myself? I mean, just be real. Like if you were to tell somebody something that was ugly, to think of a child, you know, I think that's the greatest example, is to consider how a child would respond if we were to speak to them the way we're speaking to ourselves. They would respond negatively, right? They would feel negative. It would all be against what we're trying to achieve, right? And this is exactly what we do to ourselves. And it's so sad, but yet it's so, it's just unconscious. We don't even know it anymore. We are so inclined to just move through these patterns that we forget that we can change it. You know, we have a choice. Oh my gosh. So I wake up one day and my belly is bigger than I like it to feel, right? It's feeling bigger or more round, and I'm looking at myself, or I put my body on the scale and I see a higher number and I panic and I think, oh my gosh. Well, what are my choices? My choices are A, to react the way I've always reacted and respond accordingly, and telling myself negative things and feeling negative is going to lead me to do negative things, right? Maybe I'm going to choose less healthy options that day. I'm going to feel sad that day. I'm not going to be in an up feeling position, right? Where that's what I want. I mean, at the end of the day, when we want to reach a certain goal, we want to feel happy, right? So I'm doing the opposite in that moment of what I want. I want to feel happy, yet now I feel like crap because I'm telling myself ugly, negative things. And in that, I'm responding accordingly. So there I go into that circle. Do you see that? Do you see the insanity loop? And that's that insanity loop we all fall into, and we stand conscious to it, and we never get ourselves out of it until we are bolted out of it for whatever reason. And I'm gonna tell you that this is your bolt. This is the jolt that you need to get out of it. This is that alarm system that I'm sounding for you, because I get it. I understand that insanity. I understand how awful it feels, but we're doing it to ourselves. Consider this, and it might sound completely insane. You might think, well, there's no way in heck I can feel good about myself in that moment, Kathy. I feel crappy. Well, that's, again, I'm going to tell you, that's a decision. That's a choice that we make to feel crappy. Look, I can feel heavier on the scale. I could feel rounder in my belly. I could feel like everything's sagging, and then I've been completely off track and I'm stressed out and my hormones are crazy. And you know what? I'm getting older, and I could go on this pattern. I could keep going. Do you see how I can keep going? Or I could say, huh, that's interesting. All right, let's take a break for a minute. Let's move away from blaming and giving a name to that feeling, you know, that response that I've usually jumped into right away, and let's change it. Let's see what really is going on. Well, gee, do I think that I gained a bunch of weight overnight? Most likely not. Have I gained some weight? Maybe, right? That might be a reality. But is that okay? Of course it's okay, because here's the thing, we could take that weight off. So why do we get so panicky? Like, oh my gosh, my life is completely changed. I'll never be able to go back. Of course we can, because we're told that if we fail at something, it's over. And it's not. Failure is data. Failure is, huh, that didn't work. Or something's not working the way I want it to. So I'm going to have to shift. I'm going to have to go a little bit this direction or that direction, or change how I'm doing this or that. And then that's the change that creates a new result, right? But the whole point of this is that we have control. When we feel like crap, because the way we're looking at ourselves, the way we're judging ourselves makes us feel like crap, we have to shift it. And the easiest way to shift it right now is, I'm going to tell you this right now. And trust me, when I tell you, I rolled my eyes and I thought this is the most craziest thing I've ever heard, but yet I tried it anyway. And over time, it freaking works, is that you just feel good. All right. So let me just give you a little bit more clarity. You get on the scale and it's up. You're looking at your belly and your butt and everything else, and you're just like, ugh, clothes don't fit. I feel like crap. I don't know what's going on. Guess what? What is that emotion? Well, that emotion that I just described feels bad, right? So you have to flip it upside down. You generally have to flip everything upside down from what you don't want. So what you have to do is just say, I want to feel good. What makes me feel good? All right, this is my examples, because you're going to have to find your own. I can't tell you what's going to feel good for you, because only you know, right? But for me, it's basically this. It's, I want to think of something funny or something that I love, you know? I'll be known to turn on something like a funny comedy or a YouTube video or something that makes me laugh, right? Talk to somebody that makes me laugh. It's usually my son. You know, people in your life that you know are just going to make you laugh. Maybe you have to go and check in with them or find something funny. Maybe even have a funny video downloaded on your phone so you can resort to that when you have nothing else to go to. For me, a lot of times it is just walking outside. If it's a pretty day outside, oh my gosh, that will change your state, right? Maybe it's just moving, right? Moving around, going for a quick walk up and down the street. gosh, sometimes it's just having a glass of tea or a cup of coffee, calling a friend, taking a nap. It doesn't matter what it is. I'm giving you tons of examples because these are the things that work for me. It could be anything for you. It could be drinking a glass of water, right? It could be, I don't know, laying on the floor, closing your eyes and pretending you're somewhere else. Anything that works for you is the right decision. But the whole point of this is that you have to feel good. So you have to get out of, oh my gosh, I feel like crap. Look at this number. Look at how I feel. Look at how I look. Blah, 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 blah. Flip it. I feel good. I feel good. I know this is how what I'm seeing right now, the data. I know that doesn't make me feel like I'm close to my goal, but you know what? I still feel good. I still have good. I have positive things in my life. I have grateful feelings in my life. I enjoy my life. And if you don't enjoy your life, therefore, you need to switch and find something that you enjoy about your life, because that's the deeper problem. Once you have something to enjoy, then you can flip into it. You can enjoy, you can smile, you can be happy, you can be grateful. And then all of a sudden, you feel good. So now you move through that day feeling good. Maybe not 100%, because you know you're not at your goal. And it's going to take some time and practice to feel really good in the moments that you don't feel good. And let me just tell you, I can switch it now where I feel like crap, and I can switch and be like, I feel really good. Even though I know maybe my belly feels heavy that day because I probably am retaining water. See, that's the reality. We feel things because there's something going on, but it's not always what we've judged ourselves to be going on, right? It's most likely something else. And if it is what we're judging it, well, then we can just shift it, right? We could change what we're doing. And that is the beauty, is we have all the power and the control, right? A diet has no power and control over us. A program has no diet or control over us. A trainer, a coach has no power or control over us. Only we do. So this is such an important and impactful change, is shifting your brain in the moment. The quicker you can shift your brain in the moment of a crappy feeling, the more control you have, right? Because now you can go through your day making better choices, feeling better, smiling more, right? Relating to life in a different way. Your weight, that number, my friend, that does not define you. You've been telling yourself it does, but it doesn't. It's just something that you've labeled yourself with, and you can change it as easily as you've added it. Okay? So I would like to know, and I want you to either write this down in your journal, share it in our forum, put it out there online, whatever you want to do, is write down what is the normal triggers for you. Like, where do you generally get triggered? And what is your response, your immediate response to it? And then I want you to flip it. How can you flip it? Write down some examples. You know, if you feel like crap, what do you typically feel like in that moment? And what do you need to switch it to flip? And what can you do in that moment? Give yourself a few examples. Like I mentioned, you know, calling somebody, seeing a funny video, going outside, taking a nap, whatever it is. Come up with a few, not just one, because you're going to have different, you know, you're going to have plan A, B, C, D sometimes, because you're not going to be able to do the same things over and over again in certain situations. But have a few different examples so that you know what to do. Like, you have a plan of attack. And the more you practice it, right, without judging yourself, the quicker it's going to happen, the better you're going to get at it. And the better it gets, my friend, the better everything gets. I guarantee you things are getting better because you are here and you are focused on flipping it. All right. Until next time, go ahead and get this done, and I will talk to you soon.